From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading The Black Unicorn by Terry Brooks. Now let's begin with the prologue. The Black Unicorn stepped from the morning mists, almost as if born of them, and stared out over the kingdom of Landover. Daybreak hovered at the crest of the eastern horizon, an intruder that peeked from its place of concealment to catch a glimpse of night's swift departure. The silence seemed to deepen further with the appearance of the unicorn, as if that one small event in that one tiny corner was sensed somehow throughout the whole of the valley. Everywhere sleep gave way to waking, dreams to being, and that moment of transition was as close as time ever came to being frozen. The unicorn stood near the summit of the valley's northern rim, high in the mountains of the Melkor, close to the edge of the world of Faerie. Landover spread away before it, forested slopes and bare rock crags dropping toward foothills and grasslands, rivers and lakes, forests and scrub. Color glimmered in hazy patches through the fading dark where streaks of sunlight danced off the morning dew. Castles, towns, and cottages were vague, irregular shapes against the symmetry, creatures that hunkered down in rest and breathed smoke from the dying embers. There were tears in the eyes of green fire that swept the valley end to end and glittered with newfound life. It had been so long. A stream trickled down and collected in a basin of rocks a dozen yards from where the unicorn stood. A tiny gathering of forest creatures crouched at the edge of that pool and stared in awe at the one.